This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is still day 3, the Eid. For those in Mecca, in Mina, my earlier presentation of the Hajj Chronicles did not go into detail concerning the Tawaf, Tawaf al-Ifada. So I just wanted to add this appendix to the Chronicles of the day. And the Tawaf al-Ifada, which is also considered to be one of the critical elements of Hajj, it must be done. If for whatever reason one is not able to do it on the 10th, which is according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one may do it over the next 3 days, you know, of Tashriq, or 2 days, you have two or three option, or even beyond that point, you may still do it, you know, before leaving Mecca. This is critical. Anyway, the point is that you need to have wudu to do this tawaf, because the tawaf is a form of salah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said the tawaf is salah, except that there is talking in it. You know, we know fundamentally that the tawaf is for dua. So the du'as that we had developed in Arafah that we had found or we had prepared with, we can use those du'as here for tawaf. The Prophet ﷺ had said, إِنَّمَا جُعِدَ التَّوَافُ بِالْبَيْتِ لِإِقَامَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Circling the house was only prescribed to establish the remembrance of Allah. So, in the course of tawaf, one should be conscious of Allah, remembering Allah, glorifying Allah, praising Him, thanking Him, seeking His forgiveness. And really, the focus should be on the prayer and dua that you're making consciously, so that you can get the reward as you would of salah. Because you know that people pray, some people pray, and without any consciousness there, then they don't get the reward of the salah. Because the physical act of prayer, like the physical act of tawaf, it does nothing if there isn't an intention, an internal commitment, sincerity, a commitment to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that's missing, then the physical act is like walking around any place. You know, you could be walking around a building, you like the building, you'd like to see the different sides of it. There's no difference between that and your tawaf. Just as there's no difference between the prayer, the movements of standing, bowing, prostrating and sitting, done anywhere else without the intention, it's meaningless. It has no special value. So we see that, you know, Allah has placed the tawaf in the beginning when we first arrived in Mecca. We were obliged actually at that time to make what they call tawaf al-qudum. You know, you should have done it there. Anyway, I mean, we were just looking at Hajj day by day, starting from Mecca, not dealing with actually coming into Mecca. So the fact is that the tawaf is set in the beginning, It said here, to our Holy Father, this is their arrival Tawaf, and we also have Tawaf al-Wida at the end, the farewell Tawaf. So he's put, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put it at the beginning, put it in the middle, put it at the end. You know, this gives it a level of importance. The fact that this is done at so many points, these three major points of the Hajj, it is having us develop some kind of a realization here, because normally our prayer is restricted to standing, bowing, prostrating and sitting. Now we're praying while walking. Normally we pray in the masjid, or we could pray in our homes or in our offices, whatever. But now we're praying while walking. This is the walking prayer. Salah while walking. So this is something which we don't do anywhere else in the world. There's no room for it. It's not acceptable to be walking and praying formal prayers. No. Formal prayers are supposed to be done from a fixed place. Whereas in the case of Tawaf here, which is done only in Mecca, Tawaf anywhere else, if people do Tawaf around the tomb of any saints, or Tawaf around mausoleums, or Tawaf around any other buildings, you know, as a religious act, these are unacceptable. They become acts of shirk, because the Tawaf is only prescribed for going around the Kaaba. That's it. That's the only place. Although in Arabic they do refer to the going between the Sa'i, where you go between Safa and Marwa, they refer to it as a form of Tawaf. But the point is that this circular action around, you know, of walking around the Kaaba mosque, this is only for the mosque of Mecca. In terms of the du'as, there's only one prescribed du'a between what is known as the Yemeni corner and the black stone, and that is Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Our Lord, give us the best of this life and the best of the next life, and protect us from the hellfire. This is a verse from the Quran. It's a dua, a supplication based on a verse from the Quran. The other prayers and supplications that we do while going around the Kaaba should be from ourselves. There's no use in buying a book of du'as where somebody reads it and you repeat after them, or you just read it yourself. In Arabic, you don't understand Arabic. You don't understand what you're saying. Even though they say, yeah, this is the du'a for the first tawaf, and for the second, for the third, they've listed special du'as for each act of tawaf, or each circuit. Actually, there is no such thing. The Prophet ﷺ did not speak about it. He did not identify it. So this is just made up. They have become popular. They've even been translated into some other languages. But, I mean, any dua you make is okay. You know. So the key is basically to make a dua which has the most meaning to you. That's what's most important. You know, the timing now is still, many people are going in to Mecca to make tawaf now. And of course, it's getting more and more crowded. The best time is the earlier time before Dhuhr. This is when the Prophet ﷺ himself went. Tawaf al-Ifadah, as we said, should be done on the 10th, but it could be done on other days. Now, after the Tawaf al-Ifadah, we return back to Mina. And this is our second stay in Mina. We came to Mina on the 8th. We went to Arafah on the 9th, that was day 2. But we did spend the morning in Mina. Although some people were taken into Arafah from the morning, I did receive some messages from people on Hajj who were worried that they were not where they were supposed to be. And we confirmed that they were in fact in Arafah. They were worried about catching Jabal Rahmah. They said they couldn't see it anywhere. Well, you don't have to see it. Seeing Jabal Rahmah is irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the Hajj. You know, even people are going to Jabal Rahmah, the Mount of Mercy, you know, going there doing Umrah. You know, I've seen images of people climbing up the mountain, you know, to reach the pillar which they placed on the top with big signs telling people, don't write on it, don't lean on it, don't kiss it, don't, you know, it's of no religious significance. That pillar that sits on the top of Jabal Rahmah is something that was just put there relatively recently. It has no religious significance at all. Going there outside of Hajj, you know, it has no religious, but there are people going there making special dua there, praying there, and, you know, they've made it like the Kaaba. But it's really an ignorance because it has no religious significance. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, after giving the khutbah from Namira, where we now have the Namira Mosque, he left and went to the valley, the bottom of Arafah, and he said, here's where I'm standing, and anywhere that one stands is Arafah. Meaning you don't have to take the place where I stood as the place where you have to stand. And he was at the foot of Jabal Rahmah. Jabal Rahmah was some distance away, but towards the foot of it. He didn't